I said, you must know your enemy. You know, we believe because we are saved that we're covered on all grounds, a lot of us. But if you're ignorant or unknowledgeable concerning who you are in God's kingdom, you're really an accident waiting to happen. You know, the greatest weapon, and you got to understand this, and we'll talk about, you know, the greatest weapon that the enemy uses against the body of Christ is not prayer. It's not anything like that. It's not a lack of prayer, excuse me. It's not a lack of fasting. It's not a lack of conferences. It's not a lack of binding and loosing. It's not a lack of prophecies. It's our lack of knowledge that gets us in trouble. The biggest church assignment of the enemy that is really taking down the church in this hour is the enemy called ignorance. It's not what you do know that gets you mixed up. It's what you do not know, what you don't operate in. It's just as bad as knowing that you operate in something and don't use it. What good is it for you if you have no knowledge of it? Come on, somebody. And not just any knowledge, but in the knowledge of Him. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Psalm 9 and 10. That's a preach for another time. But we have so many people running around bragging, talking about, I'm in spiritual warfare. I'm in spiritual warfare, and I'm binding devils. Honey, I'm taking down principalities by lunch. Can't be taking principalities down by lunch because you still have a flesh problem. Cannot be interacting with demon spirits because the demons still operating in your life that help you make your money, that help you keep your friends, that help you do all kinds of damnable things over your iPhone. Oh, come on, somebody. You can't hold the devil's hand and want to stab him in the chest at the same time. That would even confuse him. He's like, okay, whose side are you really on? You're unstable. You're your own worst enemy. I don't even need to have demons come up out of the pit to bother you. Look, why would we waste our time on someone who's a nincompoop? That they totally put themselves out there as someone that's operating in power, but they don't know the power that's operating in them. And as long as the enemy can keep you ignorant about who you really are, and not so much who you are now. I don't mean not who you are now, who you are called to be. Oh, Jesus. Whew. You cannot operate as a viable intercessor, gatekeeper, or watchman if you are constantly flapping your gums. You talk too much. You're supposed to be FBI and CIA agent of the kingdom, and every time you open your mouth, you blow your cover. Well, I'm the head intercessor at my church. Well, child, I'm an intercessor. Oh, I just pray all kinds of prayers unto the Lord. Yes, I do, child. I prayed about this person in the hospital, and they got healed. I prayed about my pastor's finances. I prayed about this one. I prayed about that one. You know, you may have graduated as a prayer warrior, but there's a difference between a prayer warrior and a valid and viable intercessor. And an intercessor gives up their life for what they pray for. It's no longer, I'm praying for you. It's, oh, I'm praying for you because I'm being affected by me praying for you. So if you're suffering with things, I'm going to suffer with things. If you're going through things, I'm going to go through things. If you're going through sickness, I may have to come up against that battle myself as a true, valid intercessor of the kingdom of God. Let's keep going. See, because, again, if you run in your mouth, you become a vessel the enemy can show enough use and then throw away and dispatch of. Because if a witch came and needed to supplant themselves in your church, they know how to do it now because you done blew your cover. Then they befriend you, and then you lead them right to the leader. Well, there's my pastor. And then now they become the head intercessor. The word bind means to make a knot that is impossible to uncoil. And loose, the word loose means to cause a release or to lacerate, something that causes a breaking forth. Remember, the enemy has no legal right to bind or loose anything or anyone without its permission. Say that again. Satan can't bind or loose anything without permission given or access given to him. Think of a water hose. This is like a child coming and tying a knot in the hose to stop the flow of water. And the parent comes to go and untie the knot again, just to make sure that the water goes through the hose. Okay? like natural, like spiritual. Problem is, we have children of God, not sons, running and playing games, tying knots in the mechanism that causes the Spirit of God to release things. And then we have to go as mature sons back behind the children of God, not sons, but children of God, to undo the knot. Lord, problem is in the church, the children keep binding the church and themselves up, not the devil. And you can tell the difference between children of God and sons of God. And I'm making that distinction because children of God feast on candies, messages, burger messages, french fry and milkshake messages, malnutritious messages. Just give me a sugar rush. I'm coming to church to shout. I'm coming to church to have an experience I say with God, but there's nothing more than you as a crack addict coming to church for your next hit. But when you are a son of God, you are responsible for your own results. You are responsible for the Spirit of the Lord moving in your life. You are responsible for the prophetic moving freely in your life. You are responsible for healing virtue flowing through you. You are responsible for your own miracles that you break through. It's not God's fault when you become a son. God looks at sons who can mete out responsibility. Come on, somebody. Mete out responsibility so that you become an agent with God rather than someone God got to keep pulling by the wayside saying, would you just get it? Come on, get it together. Would you help me out? Okay, are you going to pray today? You're too depressed. Okay, are you going to prophesy or are you just mad because the person don't like you? You know, are you going to operate in meat or are you going to operate in something that is candy corn? A Milky Way and meat are two different things. You can't operate on Snickers and a steak. It's either one or the other. I'm getting upset. Lord, let me calm down. We got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. In the animal kingdom, carnivores don't go to the strong first to attack them. They come after the young. They come after the slow. They come after the old. And they most definitely come after the sickly. So if your spirit is crippled, crazy, and lazy, you are a prime candidate for Satan to attack you. Check your spirit. I want you to write this down. The word scheme means a plan or program of action. Scheme is a plan or program of action. Wile is a trick or a trap. Wile is a trick or a trap. And a trap is a snare. We see here in Psalm 91 and 3, it says we are delivered from the snare of the fowler. In warfare, we need tactics and strategies. You just can't go into spiritual warfare talking about you in spiritual warfare. You can't war without a plan. The greatest generals in history in warfare were great tacticians. They were great strategists. They came up with great stratagems of how they were going to defeat the enemy by a plan. You got to have a plan. Prayer, especially a righteous man's prayer, is powerful beyond belief. You got to understand, we are people who God has called to not just get results for yourself, but by you walking in a certain level, just you walking. You ain't got to pray about it at a certain point. You ain't got to think about it. Just walking, your walk out helps people. Prayers get answered by you walking in obedience. Again, we are delivered in Psalm 91 and 3 from the snare of the fowler. Fowler means a hunter. Satan is the hunter of souls. And prayer enables us to release ourselves and others from the grip of the enemy. The main tactic of the enemy is deception. Deception keeps us in the dark, but God's word is light, and light exposes. Later on, we're going to learn about a light that literally shakes wickedness from the heavens called the Dayspring. That's in the lesson coming up. You got to see that. Got to come back and hear that. But the Psalms are full. If you read the Psalms of David, they are full of David praying against his enemies, trying to overthrow him, not solely because of him, but because of what he had the potential. Come on now. An anointing to birth or release. The kingdom of God, making a passageway for Jesus to come. It wasn't about David and Saul. It was about Jesus Christ coming through his lineage. The enemy is not after you because he's seeing you are doing something so awesome right now. The enemy is after you because he sees that you have the potential of doing 100 times greater than that. But he has to stop you with your own deception. your own self-pity, your own pity party. And it's time to encourage yourself in the Lord. Had to do it today. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You're not going to always have someone in your corner, but the Holy Ghost will never leave you, never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you till the end. David's prayers, what I think is so powerful, David's prayers even went before him when Herod came after Jesus. Don't you know that the enemy hates your guts? Hates your guts. He's not your friend. Keep praying. We got to keep on praying, but you got to understand that these lessons come not to show you, oh, I didn't know so much, or, oh, it's just powerful. I'm not doing this because it's powerful. I'm doing it because God wants his people to not be ignorant anymore. And I'm tired of people in authority dancing around the issues. Don't prophesy around me. Prophesy to me. Don't preach around the situation. Preach to the situation. Don't lay hands around me. Lay hands on me. I want to be imparted into. I want a fresh fire. I want a fresh wind. I want a fresh impartation of the Spirit of God. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. And God promised that if I hunger and I thirst after him, that I would be filled. If I hunger and I thirst after righteousness, I'd be filled. And we're not getting filled because we're hungry after things. We're hungry after personalities. We're hungry after everything else but what our rights say in the Word of God. You got to be hungry after God. Come on, be hungry after him. It's time to get an appetite. And many of you don't have an appetite. But God, in this next and coming year, he's going to give you an appetite for him like never before. I prophesy that thing. Thank you, Jesus. You got to get to the place where you're praying fervent prayers that are not just heard, not just answered, but when they are answered, God's saying yes. He's not saying no. He's not saying maybe you'll wait. He's saying yes. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. I want to encourage you to read Psalm 18, 37 through 40. Great revelation about war and about peace and about what David was saying there. You got to remember, without a fight, shalom or peace cannot be produced. Peace is never produced when there is no fight. Whenever people or wars are going on, for the most part, they're fighting for peace. They're fighting to end something. But until next time, I want you to be blessed. And I'm going to be coming back shortly with lesson number 4 about the demonic hierarchy. You know, we say, you know, principalities and powers and rules of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm tired of principalities messing with me, honey. Principalities don't even know you exist. But we're going to get into that. We're going to see who principalities know and who they do not have a clue of your address. Whose phone number they do not have and who they are not thinking about when you get on your little knees and say your little three tongues. We're going to learn how to move heaven, move earth, and move hell underneath our feet by the words and by the prayers that we pray. God bless you, and until next time, be transformed by the newness of your mind. See you later.